可能你在你妈妈的肚子的时候已经开始读了。
Maybe you already heard of those verse when you were still inside your mom.
但今天我想，我们用另外一个角度来看这一段的经文。
But today I would like to invite us to appreciate these verses from a different angle.
用一个看个欣赏一个图画的心态来看这段的经文。
Just as how we appreciate a painting.
用一些感情去领受一下这段经文的那精髓在哪里。
And try to understand the Holy Spirit in this picture.
这个图画有牧羊，刚才我们读的经文有牧羊人。
We see in this picture there were shepherds,
有天使
angels,
有房屋
houses,
有马槽
manger,
有婴孩
an infant.
这个图画呢就不一样哈。
So that it's a quite different picture.
但这个我想这段的经文我们非常的熟悉。
We're familiar with this picture.
看了很多的圣诞卡。
And you may have seen this on Christmas cards.
或者你去那个商场看到很多的布置。
Or decorations in shopping mall.
都会用这段的经文做个背景。
It's they are based on the theme of this picture.
当我们读创世纪的第一章。
When we read Genesis chapter 1.
我们感受神的大能和上帝的权柄。
We can feel the power and authority of our God.
因为是神创造人。
Because God created everything.
那我们很自然对神说：“主啊，你真伟大。”
And naturally, we will claim that God is amazing.
但刚才那一段的经文，你有什么的那个感慨呢？
And how do you feel about these verses?
你看到神的创造，你说：“神啊，你真伟大。”
You look at God's creation and you say, "God, you're amazing."
但假如你看这个图画，你用什么形容词这个来形容这个图画呢？
What kind of adjectives would you use to describe this picture?
很温馨。
It's very sweet.
很浪漫。
Romantic.
很漂亮。
And beautiful.
你用什么形容词这个图画呢？
What do you have in mind?
创世纪是神创造人，你会惊叹神的伟大。
Genesis makes us amazed by God's work.
路加福音第二章是神成为人。
And Luke chapter 2 says God became one of us.
一个惊天动地的一个晚上。
That's a big event right there.
弟兄姐妹，再看一下这个图画。
We will look on this picture again.
怎么形容这个图画？
How to describe this picture?
还是温馨？
You still feel sweet?
还是浪漫吗？
Romantic?
弟兄姐妹，当我们知道神三位一体的神，从灵界到的一个物质。
When the Holy Trinity transformed from spirit to material.
从无限到有限。
From infinite to finite.
从完美的世界来到一个残缺的人间。
It's a perfect God came to this flawed world.
圣洁无瑕的神来到这个很污秽的一个世界。
Our innocent creator came to this filthy world.
无所不能的神成为一个无能为力的婴孩。
Our God Almighty became a weak infant.
第二，路加福音，刚才我们读了一段经文。
Luke chapter 2, the verses we just read.
是彰显神的大爱。
It showed us God's amazing love.
是人类没有办法想象的爱。
This love is beyond our imagination.
所以旧约的预言，先知的预言。
So the prophets of the old time
是人未曾想过的。
What they said is beyond our understanding.
主来到这个世界是开始在马槽。
The Lord came into the world in the manger.
长大连枕头的地方都没有。
He grew up. He has no place.
死的时候是埋葬在别人的坟墓里面。
When he died, he was buried in someone else's tomb.
一生只有三十多岁。
He lived around 30 years.
他没有在世人的眼中，他没有任何的福气。
He has no blessings in the eye of the world.
没有优秀的家庭。
He has no privileged family.
没有卓越的教育的高背景。
He has no excellent education.
没有漂亮的外貌。
No beautiful appearance.
没有长寿。
No longevity.
但基督所做的一切的一切。
Everything that Jesus did,
他其实想告诉我们说，他是何等的爱我们。
That he loved us.
他可以在一个皇宫长大。
He could have grown up in the palace.
他可以像摩西一样读过世界上所有的学问。
And he could have learned everything just like Moses.
他可以跟我们当中那个很帅的男生一样很帅。
And he could be a handsome boy.
但是以赛亚书说他没有好看的一个形象。
But in Isaiah, it says he has no state form.
他死的时候可以很厉害的出殡。
He could have a very tomb.
但圣经说神耶稣进来这个世界所有东西都没有。
But he came to this world with nothing.
连出生的马槽都是借来的。
Even the manger he was born into was borrowed from the house.
弟兄姐妹，我再说。
I'd like to reinforce.
这个图画你用什么形容词？
How would you like to describe this picture?
还是浪漫吗？
Do you still feel romantic?
还是温馨吗？
Or sweet?
世界上的爱是温馨跟浪漫的。
We have a sweet and romantic love in the world.
我们看见一个妈妈、父母跟儿女一起很温馨，对不对？
Parents and with their children, it's a very sweet picture.
但是那个爱是不是永恒的？
But love will change.
当小孩长大的时候，妈妈会吐血的。
When kids grow up, it's a headache to their parents.
爸爸会气的，那个鼻孔都会喷烟的。
Dad would be maybe angry at the kid.
你好像还不知道哈。快了。但你看到小的时候很可爱哦。
The kids when they were small, they were cute.
对，好想抱他。
You want to hug them.
当他长大的时候。
But when they grow up.
你想抱他。你想拥抱他。
You want to hug them?
哎，躲远点。
No way.
世界的温馨是会改变的。
This worthy love will change.
世界的浪漫也会改变的。
Romantic will change.
对不对？你看那个在谈恋爱的情侣多浪漫。
When young people they're in love, it's very romantic.
哦，明天圣诞节，今天平安夜去好好的餐厅，对不对
？You might go to a fine dining restaurant.
结婚以后 food court 就好了。
But after marriage.
对，大家喜欢吃什么去到你喜欢吃那个，我喜欢吃那个。温馨会改变的。
Sweet love, romantic love, they change.
浪漫也会改变的。
Romance will change.
当我看到很多青年男女结婚。
Every time I see young couples getting married.
他告诉我，这个女生是我最爱的。
Maybe he will tell me, "Oh, I love this girl."
但弟兄姐妹，你知道吗
？But guess what?
有多少的婚姻到最后，我全世界最恨的男人就是他。
Maybe at the end of the day, she might hate this person.
你最爱的人变成你最恨的一个人。
It's possible that you from love to hatred.
你本来很想每天看到他。
You.Used to love to see him every day.
但这个爱会改变的。
But it may change.
你最不想看到就是他。
In the end, maybe he's the person you don't want to see.
我希望你隔壁坐那个你的夫妻不会这样对你说哈。
I hope it doesn't happen to.
先跟你隔壁那个会跟你这样讲吗？弟兄姐妹，当我们看人的爱，温馨也好，浪漫也好，都会改变的。
We know that.All kinds of love will change.
这个图画我不喜欢用浪漫来形容。
I don't like to use the word romantic to describe this.
这个图画我不喜欢用温馨来形容。
Neither sweet love.
这个图画是震撼的爱。
This is shocking love.
就好像你读创世纪第一章一样。
Just as how you read Genesis chapter 1.
神创造人。
God created.
但这里是神成为人。
But in this picture, God became one of us.
前几年在香港，他们拍了一个电视。
A few years ago in Hong Kong.
他找到香港有几个很有钱的商人。
There was a TV show featuring a few very rich people.
然后给他们三天的时间。
They were given 3 days.
他们口袋只能带加币5块。
They can only carry $5.
他们安排他们住那个很穷的那个人的房子。
And they were arranged to stay in very poor houses.
可能国内的人、台湾的人都没有想象那种房子。
Maybe for those who came from mainland or Taiwan, you can't imagine that.
你进去那个房间。
When you enter the houses.
然后很多的铁笼，很多铁笼。
There are cages.
对，那个 cage 那个铁笼就是住了一个人在上面。
And people actually live inside the cage.
很小的，那个人就是下班就把那个铁笼打开，他就躺在那个床上。
After a day's work, they go inside of the cage. That's their house.
你旁边的人，旁边的人都是很穷的人。
You're surrounded by very poor people.
然后住在一个房子。
And then all inside of one house.
没有冷气。
There's no air condition.
夏天三十几度。
But you, on a really hot summer day.
可能睡在那个床上的人是从来不洗澡的。
And they may not even.Shower.
然后电视四十八个小时一直拍着这个人，这个有钱人。
And so then they, 48 hours they were under camera.
然后他也尝试住那些房间。
They stay in this kind of environment.
他拍到有一个男人躺在床上。
Oh, so on the video.
那个有钱人。
Yeah, one rich man was lying.
他说他睡不着觉。
He said I can't fall asleep.
很多跳蚤。
A lot of fleas.
哇，他说哇，好痒哦。
Very itchy.
第二天早上起来。
The next morning.
安排他去倒垃圾，做那个清洁工。
And this rich man was to clean the garbage.
对，可能那个街上的那个垃圾啊，我想已经做个手脚的了。
I think the TV the.Sorry, the garbage man may have been
yeah, kind of 很干净了，已经有
may cleaner.
因为只是给他做一些，你知道吗？体会一下，你懂吗
？Because we're just meant to like.
然后过有一个，其中有一个青年的男人，那一个男生。
So there was one young man.
他也是从小在家里有钱的长大。
He grew up in a rich family.
那个电视拍着他。
The camera was on him.
他一躺下去就起来了。
He stood up.
他说我不能睡在这里。
He said he cannot stay here.
他怎么了？他就跑去那个麦当劳，二十四小时 open 那种。
So instead, he went to the 24-hour McDonald's.
他说我坐在这里就好了。
He'd rather sit there.
这里起码有冷气。
At least they have air condition there.
四十八个小时以后。
After 48 hours.
就结束这个节目。
The TV show was ended.
很多人，很多香港看了电视都说。
Maybe a lot of audience were saying,
"Hey, 这些有钱就做秀呢。
That these rich men are just
他们只是表演而已，因为
acting.
对，因为他们只是表演，因为电视一直在拍着他们，对不对
？Because they know they're on the show.
讲这种话的人呢，说这种话的人
，the
批评的话
audience who criticize those rich people.
我想他也不会，你给他钱，他也不会做这种东西。
I doubt if they would do these kind of things themselves.
你叫一个有钱的人变成一个穷人。
If you ask a rich
两天
person to become poor for just 2 days,
我想他一生都不想做穷人。
I bet he would never want to become poor.
只要电视台再叫他拍的话，他打死都不做。
I bet they would never accept this kind of show again.
因为那两天对他来讲太苦了。
Because that 2 days were extremely
太艰难了。太艰难了。
Too difficult for them to handle.
所以弟兄姐妹，再看这个图画。
So let's look at this picture again.
你还是用温馨来表达吗
？We just still use the word sweet to describe.
你还是用浪漫来形容吗
？Or romantic?
我是用震撼来形容。
I say it's a shocking.
圣诞节你没有感受到神震撼的爱。
If you don't feel this shocking love from God on Christmas,
你只是唱唱圣诞诗歌。
If you're just like
开一些 party,
attending parties,
让我们一起聚聚餐
potlucks,
表演一下
for some shows,
你会怎么回应上帝的爱
？How would you respond to God's love?
弟兄姐妹，这个世界圣经说，伯利恒的野地的人在等候。
We know that the people on Bethlehem they were waiting.
以色列的民族也在等候。
Nation of Israel were waiting.
也是全人类的等候。
It's also what the all nations of people are waiting for.
没有这一天。
If without this state,
你和我出生就是等候死亡和审判。
Then the birth of ourselves were just waiting for death.
我们出生就是一加一，一加一加上去很多东西。
On our birth, we have a multiple plus.
然后当你死的时候，就刮胡乘以零等于零。
And at the day when we die, it's all becomes zero.
这个世界对有钱人、穷人都很公平的。
It's very fair, no matter whether you're rich or poor.
你出生的时候，医院拿一块布把你包起来。
When you were born, you're wrapped up in a cloth.
你死的时候也是一块布把你包起来。
And the same when you die.
你有钱最多多一块布。
Even if you're super rich,
还是一块布。
You at most get one more piece.
你来这个世界是一块布把你包起来的。
When you came to the world, you were wrapped in a cloth.
你走的时候也是一块布把你包起来。
And when you die, you are also.
人生何等的空虚啊！
That's how empty our life is.
我们加上去，加上去，加上去，到最后乘以零。
With all the multiple pluses we have, when we die, it's all zero.
你假如人类的历史没有这个图画
，If our human history doesn't have this picture,
假如人类的历史没有那一天的晚上
，If this night never happened in our history,
你跟我都是空的
，Then we are all empty.
你干嘛这么辛苦呢
？Why do you work so hard？
到最后，你跟我都是一样，一块布包起来。
In the end, we're all the same, wrapped up in the piece of cloth.
何苦呢
？Then why bother？
但就是因为这个晚上。
But because this night happened.
我们生命改变了。
Our life has been changed.
因为我们生命有意义了。
Because we have meaning now.
我们生命有价值了。
We have values.
我们生命被改变了。
And we are changed.
我们从空虚到有意义。
From empty to meaningful.
从生命进到丰盛的生命。
From a planned life to a fruitful life.
不但如此。
Not only this.
罗马书八章三十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 32.
我们一起来读这节经文，读中文、英文都可以。
Let's all read together.
神既不爱惜。自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？神爱我们每一个人。
God loves every one of us.
他把他最爱的儿子赐给我们。
And he gave his precious only son to us.
神也把所有东西都给我们。
And along with the son, he gave everything to us.
所以诗篇三二十三篇怎么说
？Psalm chapter 23.
耶和华是我的牧者
Jesus our shepherd
我必不致缺乏 I shall not want 那个弟兄姐妹说哎，我们万物哎呀，感谢主上帝把万物都给我
God gave everything to us
事实这样
Yeah, it's indeed what happened
但你要知道你的 need 你的需要是什么
But we should know what we really need
我们现在求的不是 need， 是 want。
What we ask God is what we want。
所以我们贪心不是我们没有 need。
We are greedy not because we don't have need。
是我们很想要更多的东西。
Because we want more。
那不是必须的东西。
Those are not necessary。
必须的神都给我们了。
God has already provided us all.
空气是免费的。空气是免费的。
Air is free。
雨水是免费的
，Rain is free。
阳光是免费的
，Sunshine is free。
所有的植物生长都是免费的
，All the plantation。
神爱我们，也把万物赐给我们。
God loves us and gave us everything for free。
弟兄姐妹，因为这个是震撼的爱，神的爱。
Because this love is shocking love。
所以你再看路加福音另外两段经文，你就明白神的要求是对的。
So you understand that the other two verses of Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章二十五到二十六节，我们一起来读，准备，请。有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命。” 就不能做我们门徒。弟兄姐妹，假如神对我们的爱是温馨的。
Let's suppose God's love for us is sweet.
神对我们的爱是浪漫的。
It's romantic.
他这个要求就很过分的。
Then this requirement is a little bit too much.
就是因为那个不是温馨和浪漫的爱。
And because it's not supposed to be sweet or romantic.
是道成肉身震撼的爱。
It's when God became one of us, that kind of shocking love.
所以他爱他要求我们爱他比其他的超过是对的。
So when he asks us to love him beyond everything else, that is understandable.
我们再看另外一段经文。
Let's look
at 马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
我们一起来读。准备。
Have love for the Lord your God.With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest rule.
假如主给我们的爱是个浪漫的爱。
Let's suppose God's love is sweet.
假如主给我们的爱是个温馨的爱。
Is romantic love.
他跟父母没分别。
Then he's no different from our parents.
他跟我的爱人没分别。
And or our spouse.
这是因为神道成肉身是一个震撼的爱。
And it's because what God did was shocking.
所以我们就要爱主比爱任何的都超过。
We're supposed to love him beyond everything else.
所以我们不只要爱主。
We not only should love him.
是要尽心、尽性、尽意的爱主。
But to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind.
我们常讲句话，哦，主，我们希望可以爱主，这不是神的标准。
And we often say,God, we love you. That is not enough.
要主要求我们的是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱主。
We're supposed to love him with our heart, soul, and mind.
假如我们只是说爱主
，If we just say that we love him,
我们就留在那个温馨的爱。
And we stay in the stage of a sweet love.
我们就停留在那个浪漫的爱。
And we're stopped with the romantic love.
我们还不晓得什么是神的爱。
And we still don't know what God's love is really is.
求主帮助我们。
We hope God will help us.
我以前信主，我1973年信耶稣。
I believe in Jesus Christ in 1973.
我在教会很热心侍奉。
I was serving a lot in the church.
教会的传单看到我这么帅，人喜欢我。
And my pastors love.
你干嘛笑？
Liked me. No,
no, 不认同啊。
Sorry. No, I agree. Liked me.
在教会很多侍奉，很多很多的生活。
Yeah, I was involved in lots of activities.
礼拜天主日崇拜。
Sunday worship.
上主日学。
Sunday school.
下午带儿童团契。
And children choir.
然后带儿童诗班。儿童诗班。
Children choir.
然后礼拜天晚上回到家里，好像死人一个。
And I was like dead on bed on Sunday.
每个月收入奉献十分一。
I was doing the one tenth offering.
而且还要算好。
And I was calculating.
不要给多了。
To ensure that I don't give too much.
就是 exactly 那个点数都要算清楚。
To make sure exactly.
因为神要求我们是十一奉献。
Because God asked for.
就满足了。
One tenth.
然后那个，我只喜欢跟我喜欢的人在一起，在教会。
I used to hang around people who I like.
那个人跟我那个不大对劲，我都不喜欢那个人。
If I don't get along with certain people, I don't hang around with.
哎，我在教会希望传单喜欢我。
I like to be liked.
然后我都喜欢，也想弟兄姐妹喜欢我。
And also, I want the.Brothers and sisters to
在教会大概四年的时候
around 4 years.
Yeah, 然后我就有一个夏天的一个夏令会。
There was a summer retreat.
我们在一个草地上，我们那个小组弟兄姐妹在祷告。
And one night we our group were praying.
然后那个时间快要吃饭，我肚子都饿了。
And that was about the time to.
我说我开始祷告，然后大家轮流祷告。
And I said, "Oh, I start, and then we will take turns."
那我就很快说主啊，不不不不不不讲了。
And I was praying very quickly.
然后因为我肚子饿了。
Because I was hungry.
轮流到最后一个弟兄跪在我旁边。
And then we came to the last brother who sits next to me.
他主啊，求你赦免我们这些假冒为善的人。
And he said, Lord, please forgive us. We're all.
你知道那句话对我来讲是一个多大的震撼吗？
We're all false Christians.
过去我做的是一个应酬。
I realized that what I did was just
是一个责任。
Acting was my responsibility.
是讨传道的喜欢。
Was just to winning pastor's love.
所以我还做那些事情。
That's why I did all these things.
神就对我说：“许金根，你就是那一个假冒为善的人。”
And I heard God speaking to me.
因为你没有尽心尽意尽力的爱我。
You didn't love me with all your heart, soul.
你做那些所谓的爱的表现。
And all these things in the name of love.
都不是我的标准。
They didn't meet my standard.
我那天晚上那个弟兄祷告完，所有弟兄姐妹站起来就去吃饭。
And after that, that brother's prayer, everyone went to eat.
但我跪在那边，我起不来。
But I was just kneeling down there. I couldn't get up.
我在痛苦的流泪。
I was crying.
我说主啊，我是一个假冒为善的人。
And I said, Lord, I forgive me.
过去的侍奉就只是应酬而已。
I didn't serve you with all my heart.
教会有需要我就去参与。
Whenever there's a need, I'll try to.
过去我的奉献是跟你计较。
My offering was calculated.
过去我一切的东西都不是神你的喜悦。
You were not pleased with what I did.
那天的黄昏，我经历什么叫震撼的爱。
And that dawn of that day, I experienced the shock.
再看一下自己是多么的肮脏。
I realized I am sinned.
再看一下自己是多么的虚伪。
I am hypocrite.
弟兄姐妹，因为我经历那个震撼的爱。
Because I experienced this shocking love.
那一年是1977年七月底。
That was the end of July 1977.
然后那一年的九月，我就读神学。
And then later, and then September, I went to Bible college.
我说主啊，我要把自己完全的献给你。
I want to offer myself.
不再假冒为善。
I decided not to.
不再满足人的想法。
Not to just meet the earthly standard.
也不是需要满足教会的要求。
Or what the church needs.
主啊，我的对象只有你。
Lord, I shall focus on you.
因为你爱我。
Because you love me.
因为你拯救我。
Because you saved me.
因为你呼召我。
Because you call me.
弟兄姐妹，我生命就完全的改变过来。
My life was completely changed.
那个礼拜，我继续参加我教会的团契。
I continue to attend the fellowship.
我本来有一个很不喜欢的一个情敌，我也跟弟兄姐妹分享过。
There was some guy in the group that I didn't like.
以前我跟我那个以前女朋友说，你以后你不能带她来我们教会。
I told my ex-girlfriend not to bring that guy to church.
你千万不要带他来啊。
I said I don't want to see him.
她那时候那个男朋友还没有信主。
Because he didn't believe in Jesus at that time.
他下地狱我最高兴。
If you go to hell, that
不要带他来。你要带他来的话，我看你要你会看到什么事情发生。
I warned her that if you continue to bring him, you.
那个礼拜，她带她的男朋友来教会。
But that week, she brought him.
我第一个跑出去欢迎他。
I was the first one to greet him.
我发现再不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I realize that it's no longer me, but Jesus lives inside of me.
我不再爱我爱的人，讨厌那些我不喜欢的人。
I no longer distinguish between people I like and hate.
从那天开始
from that very day,
我经历什么叫神的爱。
I experienced this shocking love.
Well, 你可能说牧师，你做牧师，当然很多人喜欢你哦。
Well, you may say that.As a pastor, a lot of people will for sure like you.
没错，做牧师很多人喜欢。
Yes, indeed.
但做牧师也是很多人讨厌的。
But at the same time, a lot of people might hate you.
我在香港牧会的时候，我们结束的时候，会有弟兄姐妹走的时候都跟我拥抱握手。
When I was preaching in Hong Kong, after the Sunday worship,
brothers and sisters may come and hug me.
其中有一个青年的男生。
And there was one young man.
他每次排队出来的走的时候。
Every time he lined up.
对他不走不经过我面前不可能，因为我们教会只有一道门。
Oh, so in order to exit the door, he has to pass me.
他每次看到我都想杀我的样子。
He gave me the look that he wants to kill me.
不是骗你哦，他的样子真的想杀你哦。
There's no, I'm not kidding you.
很仇恨的样子。
He has this look.
我有一个亲戚是我弟弟的太太。
My wife's brother.
他们家庭有问，他们夫妻有关系有问题。
Some conflict between him and his wife.
他也很恨我，我弟妹很恨我。
My sister-in-law hates me.
Yeah, 很恨我。为什么不帮我，不叫我弟弟跟他和好？
She hates me because she was complaining. Why would I help with their relationship?
他十六年都在我教会聚会。
She's been coming to my church for 16 years.
而且坐第一排。
She always sit on the front row.
他每次听到的时候都把手敲起来。
He always cross her arms like this. Like, give me this look.
然后永远都是这个态度。
Yeah.
然后再用那个短信发给所有她的姐妹团契。
And she was texting to her.
你不要以为许牧师是一个好人。
I'm saying.
他是虚伪的。
Don't be fooled by him, by me.
对，他是虚伪的，因为他没有帮我跟我老公和好。
He's a false teacher. He didn't help repair my relationship with my husband.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你。
I tell you today.
十二年来。
For 16 years.
我没有恨过我这个弟妹。
I never hate this sister.
她不好意思跟我打招呼。
She wouldn't greet me.
但每个礼拜我还是跟她打招呼。
But still, I greet her.
我后面听了很多的谣言。
I heard a lot of rumors.
很难听的话。
Some really wicked words.
但我知道我里面是神的爱。
But I know who lives inside of me.
假如是我过去的话。
If it were me in the past.
我一早就请他离开我教会。
I definitely would just ask her to get out.
弟兄姐妹，我再说。
I say it again.
今年的圣诞节。
And this year, Christmas.
我想弟兄姐妹再想一下，这个图画你是怎么形容？
Let's all think about this picture again.
假如你还说这是很温馨
，if you still think it's a sweet,
这个很浪漫
and romantic picture.
你就继续过你的生活。
Yeah, sure. You can continue with your life.
你就用那个浪漫和温馨的爱回应上帝。
You continue to respond to God's love in that way.
假如你经历这是震撼的爱。
But let's say you think it's shocking love.
你就会完全放下自己。
You will be changed.
尽心尽意尽力的爱主。
To serve and respond God's love with all your heart, soul, and mind.
爱主胜过我们的夫妻、生命、儿女等等。
You love God more than you love your parents, your wife, your children.
他这个要求绝对不过分。
This is very reasonable.
因为他先爱我。
Because he loved us first.
是牺牲的爱我。
That's a sacrificing love.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们要感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
假如没有那天的晚上
，If this night never happened,
我们仍然活在罪的里面。
We will still live in sins.
我们没有救赎。
We have no saving.
我们没有生命的盼望。
No hope.
我们没有生命的意义。
And no meaning.
但主来了。
But Lord, you came to us.
他不但只给我们生命，而且是丰盛的生命。
He not only give us life, but meaningful and fruitful life.
我们今天活着有意义。
So we have a meaningful life.
我们知道为什么而活。
We understand why we are here.
我们也知道有一天我们会面对这位爱我们的主。
We know one day we will face him.
求主让我们今这个圣诞节。
Lord, may you lead us in this Christmas.
再一次思想你震撼的爱。
To rethink about your love.
把我们最好的献给你。
We will offer the best of us to you.
把我们的一生献给你。
Our life to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们唱一首诗歌。